BBC News. The governor of New York says schools and churches will be closed for 2 weeks from Thursday in the worst coronavirus hot zone in the US, just north of New York City. Republicans are hoping the Trump administration can strike a deal with Democrats on measures to help ease the economic effects of the virus outbreak, including a cut in payroll tax. U.S. stock markets ended the day more than 4% up, 24 hours after suffering their biggest one-day fall since the financial crisis in 2008. The French President Emmanuel Macron says the EU will take all measures necessary to tackle the impact of the coronavirus. He was speaking after chairing a video conference of European leaders. Italy, the worst-hit country outside China, remains in lockdown. Another six US states are voting on who they want to be the next Democratic Party candidate for the White House. The mainstream former Vice President Joe Biden and the left-wing Senator Bernie Sanders are the only two serious contenders left in the race to take on Donald Trump in November's election. Russia's parliament has moved a step closer to approving constitutional changes which could keep President Putin in power until 2036. If members pass a final vote on Wednesday, he will be allowed to run for two more terms. Parliament in Myanmar has voted against a proposed constitutional change that would have reduced the role of the military in politics. The amendment required the approval of 75% of MPs, but fell well short. Security forces in the Venezuelan capital Caracas have fired tear gas at a march headed by the opposition leader Juan Guaido to demand presidential elections. He was planning to march to parliament, which was taken over by pro-government legislators in January. BBC News.